This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun today, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex-gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of national highways, rebuilding of schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and distribution of mini-kits for livestock. The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state today, but the visit was cancelled due to bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated that this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future. Mr. Modi said India and Mauritius are two nations, but their dreams and destiny are one.
Free, open, secure, sthir aur samruddh Hind Mahasagar hamari saajha praathmikta hai. Is sandarbh mein Mauritius ke exclusive economic zone ki suraksha aur maritime capacity ko majboot karne ke liye Bharat puri tarah pratibaddh hai. India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are and destiny are one.
Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed four agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. Briefing the media this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking as two neighbours in a very important maritime neighbourhood. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today hailed the sugar industry, calling it the backbone of the country. Attending the third edition of India Sugar and Bioenergy Conference along with Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Gadkari said that India's bioenergy sector has become a major player through its 20% ethanol blending. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces today. Among those killed is a commander of the Maoist organization. Security forces had received information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Manpur area of Gariaband district. Following this, a joint team of Gariaband E-30, Special Task Force and Cobra Battalion was dispatched to the area. Since this morning, intermittent exchange of fire has been taking place between security forces and Maoists in the forest of Bhalu Dikki. So far, 10 Maoists have been reported killed in this encounter. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Podel's remarks come as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of KP Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, many civil society groups have urged Gen Z to address the current political situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. At least 14 people have been killed in Bali, Indonesia following the island's worst flooding in a decade, triggered by torrential rains that caused rivers to overflow. Two people remain missing in Denpasar where most fatalities occurred. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty caused a major upset at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 badminton tournament today, ousting 2023 World Championship silver medalist Kodai Naraoka of Japan in a hard-fought three-game contest to storm into the men's singles quarterfinals. Ayush defeated the former world number 2 Japanese shuttler 21-19, 12-21, 21-14. And that is the end of this news bulletin.